The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my two great friends. One of them's blood, one of them's married into the family now, so do I still call him friend or just family?
You call him blood.
Blood.
You did it right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. To my left is Kirby Nixon, who is the son-in-law, and he's also the dad of my youngest grandkid. And but he's also the director of Freedom Center. And to my right, Bobby Capps, who's director of Crosswind Ministries. He runs our biblical counseling. He runs our personal counseling. He runs everything for us except for our vacuum cleaner, I think. But guys, we've had a tough few days at Freedom Center. We've had guys bail out on us, guys to be dismissed, and that's always tough. And Kirby's kind of new still on the job. And how's that been for Kirby?
Yeah, it's that's part of what we do, unfortunately. But you know, these guys are family, so it's not. Not fun by any means. Seems like the ones that we had to dismiss, they just tied our hands up, and we didn't have a choice. We're very graceful when it comes to our program and the way it runs, but sometimes there's just no other option. But Bobby sent me something the other morning that was, man, it was great. I actually did a little class on it with the guys, but just talking about how, you know, our one desire that we're faced with while these men are they're with us is, you know, the desire to leave. Bobby, I reckon he just woke up with this profound word and he sent it to me, and I've it really helped me because, you know, the enemy doesn't want these men well. He doesn't want them free from addiction or.
And we all of us, by the way, you know, you listeners, Bobby, you know, me, Kirby, and Tommy, without question, we're all very used to feeling a desire, having the desire well up inside of us to where we feel like that we can't say no to the desire, and then acting on the desire. I mean, and if the desire is disordered, our problem is that once the desire hits that level of kind of necessity, if you will, it also blinds my ability to look down the road and see what good it would have been for me to stay. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
100%. And so like in the moment, I just can't see myself staying because I want desire to leave, right? And so, and that overwhelms my ability. Hey, if I calm down and just let that drop a little bit, then what happens is I can see down the road and go, oh, no, I definitely want to stay. And many of our guys who've struggled with that have done exactly that. We just let them calm down a little bit, listen to them. Okay, Ralph used to do this. All right, I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You pray about it, and then tomorrow morning, right? Because he's just giving them time to, like, let that little urge calm down, right? And then what happens is you wake up and go, oh, no, I'm right where I need to be. You know what I mean? And all this kind of stuff. And so, but it is real common. And our guys, like addiction, if you want to simplify it, it's impossible to simplify. But if you want to just take it as it relates to desires, it's just, I want to drink again. I want to use again. I want to click on that site again. I want, you know, whatever it is. And so what happens is that when that desire comes and it gets up to the point of where they almost call it a, you know, like a compulsive, where I can't help but do it, then what happens is that it blinds, if you will, and this is all, you know, if you want to do the brain science on this, it's prefrontal cortex, my ability to be able to evaluate this decision in light of my life. This is going to be a destructive decision. But right now, I can't even evaluate it in light of my life because it's overwhelming my head right now.
Yeah.
That's how desires can, you know, trip us up. And by the way, that is the scheme of the enemy. God said, don't be unaware of his schemes. That's his scheme. That's how he gets us. And so, you know, we have to learn how to nip that in the bud.
So, but it's still always hard when you see guys walk out or want to leave.
Well, and you know what we did right before the show. I mean, we're just sitting there talking about how much we love them and how much we just hope they don't fall back into the ditch and how, you know, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like we're just like, oh man, I just went, you know, and we're, that's how it always goes. You know?
We had one that actually finished our program. It was his second time, Travis. Big shout out to Travis.
Yeah. Way to go, Travis.
He actually moved into a transition home yesterday afternoon here. Ronnie's, Big Ron's transition home.
Shepherd
home. Yeah, Shepherd House. So proud of Travis. We will honor Travis tonight there at Living Free. But I want to talk maybe in the second, third segment about relapse and how people, you know, some comes back to our program. I don't know exactly how many men has actually come back, but we're probably close to.
You're the numbers guy, Wilson.
I know. I don't have that.
How do you not?
Well, I made a list here about a few weeks ago.
We gotta talk about it.
I don't have the number, but there are plenty.
Probably a dozen.
Probably 12 to 15, roughly.
Yeah, that's had to come back. So they relapse. And, you know, one of the biggest fears we got for any of the guys that walked out or went home early is relapse.
Yeah, for sure.
And actually, even for the guys that graduate.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's always.
But when we see a young, we had one young guy that was 24 that we had to dismiss there. But, you know, you think about these 24-year-old kids, that young men that is looking at life in a pretty tough way, and life's going to be tough on them. You know, life is, you know, some people's tough on life, and life's tough on them.
Well, a lot of times we've dug a hole that is very difficult to live in. You know what I mean? It's like we got a lot of garbage facing us, you know, when we leave here, even if we leave here in the best situation that we can think of, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But we still got a lot to go home to. You know, we've made a pretty big mess of our lives, some of us, you know, and so there's a lot to face, you know.
But so we always want to pray for them guys and pray with them. But you still got half a house full. You got 6-7 guys plus 2 interns there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You still think
we got a guy coming maybe later today or tomorrow. So,
but how
you know,
many
and
beds?
It's I've got at least 5 beds open.
5 beds. So if you need help, or if your family needs help. What's the way to start that, Kurt?
Just CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Go to apply now. It's a real simple application. I know it's holiday season, if you will, and nobody wants to be in rehab over the holidays. But the reality of it is if you need to be there, you need to get there, whether it's with us or somebody else. You know, obviously the holidays are important, but you know we've got 9 guys on our table now. You know, so this is a real battle. So if you just reach out if you need help. My cell is 731-925-0702.
Say that again a little bit slower for the people that just grabbed their pen.
Say that a Mississippi way, Kurt.
Yeah.
What was that, a Tennessee way?
Yeah.
731-925-0702.
All right. Hey, we get to do this show. We've been doing this show a good while now, over 5 years. And we're thankful for that. And we get to do it because of our sponsors, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72. We got bargains. We got sales going on. We got 12-inch memory foam mattresses in a queen for $300. We got some top name brand mattresses in a queen for $300. We got some top name brand kings for $300. So we got a big sale going on there at the mattress store, located 3 miles west of High Prices. Nick Bain. Nick's a dear friend. We're thankful for Nick. And I wonder, was Nick in Oxford last night at?
I bet he was.
I bet he was there for J.D. Vance.
I don't think there were many adults that got to go in. Oh, he probably might have because, of, you know, they can, politicians can go in.
Yeah.
But it was mainly filled with college kids.
Nick, if you're listening, text us and let us know that you was in Oxford last night. That's your college town anyway. Look. Daniel Alter there at the local Subways. We have three in Corinth. There are two on Highway 72. One of them been here since like 1987. The one right here on the east side of town, down by Chick-fil-A and Starbucks and all that. The one across the street there has been there since 1987,
wow,
I think.
That was the first one.
Big shout out to Daniel Alter and his family. Crosswind Ministries, Bobby and them's been here a long time helping folks. With a lot of different ways. You know, they got homework club for kids. Y'all do next Wednesday night, you're doing a fall festival at Farmington Arms. And so it's a common thing to do things like that. And they help the community in a lot of different ways. Gatlin's Pharmacy, my friend Bart Dorn, there in Tishomingo County for all your pharmacy needs, reach out to Gatlin's Pharmacy. Bart is also at Medical Plaza Harper Road, so go by and see Bart for any pharmacy needs there. Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife, Maria Wilson. Who's the other one, Kirby?
My wife, Olivia.
You better make sure.
My anniversary
preferably called.
My anniversary wife.
Yes, our 3 years were yesterday.
Yay, yay.
But yeah, preferably call my wife instead of Tommy's wife.
Yeah. Either one in my book. But hey, Olivia just listed Ronnie Martin's house. So call him and check that house out. The Dinner Bell's taking fish for all your steak, fish needs, or just a lunch plate. I tell you what, they got a grilled chicken sandwich there and some sweet potato fries that's really good, too. Go by and see Melissa Carson and the people at the Dinner Bell. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Cavery, for all your burial needs, first-class folks doing it the first-class way. It's Jim and Sheila Cavery for any of your burial needs. Jeff Green there at Jeff's Barbershop. Jeff, I was in your shop yesterday, I think it was yesterday, and look, you're getting low of bubble gum, so make sure you stack back up. But Jeff cuts all of our guys' heads, and we're thankful for Jeff Green. And Rapid Restoration Repair, who is that there, Kirby? It's
Brady and Mary Grace Pratt here in town. They are busy, and they can do just about anything you could think of as far as a remodel or a flood problem or
any kind of water mold, yeah.
Crawl space,
like that.
Yeah, any crawl space.
You want to call dude's like a Pratt. Superman. He holds a house up with one hand and fixes it with the other.
Yeah, I think he works on average about 15 hours a day.
Yeah, Brady's a hustler. So big shout out to Brady and Mary Grace for supporting us. But let them know you heard their name there on our show. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and tell you all the things that's coming up. It's almost Thanksgiving and Christmas is right around the corner. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit dinnerbellcorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, dinnerbellcorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. We titled this show Hope because that was our mission. That's our mission daily. And we're in the part of the year that we take time to celebrate Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming. Actually, Thanksgiving is a month away from today. And so we got a lot of events coming up. The big event for us is our Night of Hope, which is November the 20th.
The Thursday before Thanksgiving.
That Thursday before Thanksgiving, I talked to Jeremy Easterling last night at Ellistown Baptist Church. They're going to furnish their meal, and they've already started buying up stuff. We're planning on feeding over 200 people that night. And so it's a big deal. It's the time we just take and ask people to give if they're able. This year, the money is going to go to our new campus. We've got a 112-acre campus out at Alcorn City School Road, about a mile off of Highway 72 right there on the left. And I'm actually meeting Ace Power out there in the morning and talking about how to get power on it and stuff. We're talking to people about going ahead and building a pavilion, building a multi-purpose building. I had a guy from Fort Worth, Texas call me. He wants to bring a mission team from his church here when we get started. So people starting to get involved. And one of the ways that we need people to be involved is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Give. We need to raise money. But let me tell you what we're going to do that night. We're going to give away $10,000 ourselves to other ministries around us. And so we... Last year, we also gave $2,500 to Danny Austin so he could go back to school to get his CDL license. We're going to do
which
that.
Which he got?
Yeah, and he's got that, and he's driving the truck right driver. Now. We got a young man we're going to help out this year that has finished our program, and he needs to go back to work. So we're going to do that, but we've got a couple of other mission projects in our area that we work with a lot that we give to. So I'm thankful for that. And it's a big night, Bobby. We've been doing, I don't know how many years now, we've been doing it a long time. But it's a time that the community can come to us and give to help the new campus. The money's took up that night won't go to our general account. It will go into the money for our new campus, for whatever we raise. And we just had a gentleman give us $100,000. We just had a church give us $10,000 for that. So we had 110. We need to raise probably 225 for the next phase at the building. So we're about halfway there.
Awesome.
So maybe we can raise the other 125,000 between now and Thanksgiving. If you want to give, you can go on our webpage or you can call me or Kirby. Kirby, give that phone number again.
731-925-0702.
My number is 662-603-9829. You can call, text. You can text during this show, 662-603-9829. So that's a big event for us. Our friend Gary Kavnis has got the Lighthouse Classic. It happens that Friday and Saturday, the 2 days after Thanksgiving, and it's a huge fundraiser for the Lighthouse. And they have teams coming from really all over the country. We have our local teams, and then they have.
But also, like one of the marquee events, you know, it listed in ESPN Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really a big time national.
You'll see some great basketball.
It's the first official tournament of the year, so you get to see teams that you know are going to see for the rest of the year. You get to see players that are astonishing from around the country, and even a couple teams from Canada have been down. I don't know about this year.
Yeah.
But it's just such a fun thing for our city. It's so cool to watch real high-end
Gary told me this basketball. Week, Gary told me this week he's got one team coming that's got 18 kids on it that's already got Division I offers.
Goodness gracious.
One team got 18 kids, and every kid there has got Division I offers.
Yeah.
So that team will be there, but our local teams, Boonville will be there, and then of course Alcorn Central, Corinth, Biggersville, Casu, I think all of our local teams. But the big thing to me this year is they've got a girls' game.
Hmm.
They got a team out of Jackson,
cool.
Tennessee that's got one of the high recruits out of Tennessee playing against Tisch County, who's got the superstar Moore kid that's a sophomore this year, and they're going to go at each other. And
awesome.
Obviously, Tisch County is favored to win the 4A. Them are Choctaw County, Choctaw Central. That group of Indians in Choctaw Central knows how to play basketball. And so they will battle this year, but that's going to be, I don't know if that's Friday night or Saturday night. I'm going to look it up here. And find out.
And really, you can jump on Gary's, you know, website or and over into his Facebook page, and you can find out all the deets and on all that kind of stuff. But what we're just trying to let you know is that over this season, the Thanksgiving season is and the Christmas season, not-for-profits do fundraisers, and we just want to make you aware because, like, one of the things we're grateful of in our community is we love the other not-for-profits in our community. We're partners with them. We are not in competition. We really do love each other. We support each other. We try to raise money for each other. We try to give exposure to each other. On a practical level, for the 365, we partner with each other. And we share resources. We share, whatever we've got. If my ministry does it and some other ministry needs it, then, you know, we help each other. And that goes across the not-for-profit. So you ought to be thankful as listeners, that our community is so connected like that. It is very uncommon. Most not-for-profits are very siloed off, you know, and they do their thing and don't have good relationships with other not-for-profits. And also we have a good relationship with the churches. Not only does the Lighthouse Foundation have great relationship with the churches in the community and Christians, but our ministries do. And so it's just like the Lord's really blessed us in that way.
Yeah.
To be able to have good relationships with each other and with the believers in the community, and that always feels like, you know, a unity thing and a blessing. Yeah. And none of us and everybody wants everybody else to do good.
Yeah. So the Tisch County girls will play Saturday at 3:30, right after the Lighthouse Classic Championship game. You can go to the Lighthouse Classic page on Facebook. They've got all the teams that's going to be playing, and they've got a lineup. Boonville is going to be playing that Saturday night against a team out of Alabama. So it will be good. Corinth that night will play a team from Red Bay, Alabama. They've got the Luster kid that has got some Division I offers there out of Red Bay. So it's a big time. Then Gary's got December 11th, the toy store. You'll be hearing more news about that. Bobby, y'all moved your fall festival from last night to next Wednesday night.
Yep, next Wednesday night.
So a lot of churches had their fall festival last night and stuff. So if you miss one, they've got a chance to have one at Farmington Arms Apartment next Wednesday. Angel and that group does a great job. Truett was already talking about it this morning.
Truett's going to be cooking, by the way. So we're going to be eating chili, and it's going to be nice and chipper outside. And so we're going to be loving it. And Truett, for those of you who don't know, is a fine cook. And his number is no.
So, but we got that, just to say all that, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
You're going to hear more news about Christmas Day meal. It will happen again. Alcorn Central School on Christmas Day will be feeding a Christmas traditional meal. Larry Betts and Ben will be cooking, dressing, and ham and turkey and green beans and all that. So make your plans ahead.
But remember, our Christmas Day outreach is primarily so that all the inmates that are in our county, jails and prison, have a Christmas meal. And then we also have expanded that to where anyone who wants a Christmas meal can come and have it with us. And we're very glad about that. But we really designed it so that our inmates could have a Christmas Day meal. And so many of them have said, man, I just remember that sticker. You know, I remember that sticker that said, I got this from, you know, from Living Free, and how much it blessed them to have a real home-cooked, you know, Christmas meal while they were inside missing their families and all that.
We'll be gearing up for that. So to say all that, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
The Night of Hope, November the 20th, the Lighthouse Classic that Friday and Saturday. The days
after Toy Store, probably right after that.
Toy Store is December 11th.
December 11th.
It's like the second Thursday of December every year. So, and then Christmas Day meal at Alcorn Central High School. And then we'll get into a new year. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about a subject that we talk about a lot, Bobby, and you're going to have to lead us. I love my book. Relapse. So we're going to come back and talk about that just after the break.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.com.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. And listen, it's the best time of the year, and it's the best time to get a deal. We have 12-inch memory foam queens with cooling systems, $299. I've got a truckload of top name brand queens for $399, and I have a lot of them. Everyone needs a queen in their life, and it's time to get it. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that queen.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Heavy plate lunch and dinner special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
All right, we're back for our show Hope. We love Thursday mornings. You know, most of the time I'll open up and say, man, we're downtown Corinth at the Super Talk radio station, Dr. Phil, on a pretty nice Thursday morning. Well, we're downtown this morning with Dr. Phil, but the weather outside is a little yucky.
The weather outside is frightening.
Yeah, Bobby come in dressed like, I mean, he didn't have to dress like that when he was in Arizona or California. He's got this ball cap on, he's got a jacket on, pullover and stuff. So, but I had to walk to work today, guys. But it is
a little overcast, a little chipper.
Yeah. At least it ain't raining.
Yep.
It rained a lot yesterday.
But by the way, let me just tell you something about being from out in the Southwest and about rain in the fall. I learned this over the years that I've been here, is that if it'll rain a little bit in the fall, when the leaves turn, they're like brilliant and pretty and so bright and colorful. But if it's dry, they just kind of like, you know, they go through the turn, but they don't look as pretty. Yeah. And so I kind of like the rain this time of year because it makes the leaf turn really pretty.
What you need to do is go over here to the, just across the Alabama line, get on the Natchez Trace, ride to Nashville, and it'll be really, really nice going through that ride.
Even the 350 headed to Pickwick, you know, there's that one little stretch right there where it's just beautiful.
They got their one-way lane red light now.
They've almost got it done.
Yeah. So, but Bobby, we wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that we deal with every day. We're actually doing a group class on it on Monday night. Me and John Erickson does a group a piece for men. Betty does a group. Truett does his own group there. But we're fixing to have Tyler Wilson helping us every other Monday night because the group I lead, like last week, had 24 guys in. It's just too big. So we're going to split that group. But we're talking about relapse. And we're walking through Mark Shaw's book, workbook, really, Relapse. And it's really good. We know Mark. We've met Mark. You do a lot of stuff with Mark. But let's just kind of take a moment and just talk about that word, because as we sit here and think about it, six guys just left our program. One finished up, but the other five left or got dismissed. And the first thing we worry about is relapse. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so the big picture is, well, so this is Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 says that what I've got is an old pattern of life, an old manner of life. So think about it this way. Like my whole life, I did things a certain way, right? So let's just set the table. And it wasn't a godly response to anything, right? So I didn't have a godly response to this. I didn't have a godly response to that. I didn't have a godly response to this. And all of those things in the life of an addict eventually led to their addiction, right? And so because when you're doing all this stuff, like the way out for everything is always just go get high, right? Whatever version that is, drunk or high or whatever. And so, or look at your, you know, video screen or whatever you're doing. And so what happens is that I've got this whole pattern of life going on. Well, now Christ saves me. Sometimes the guys are already believers, but they find their faith. The joy of their salvation returns. They're walking in the Spirit. They're doing awesome. But the problem is that there's this, when I get back out in the real world, the Bible says it this way, that the worries and the cares of the world can choke out the Word of God. So in other words, it's like I don't have access to it. I can't hear it because what I'm hearing is the worries and the cares of the world. So I'm not hearing God. And then what happens is that I slip back into my old manner of living where I solve my problems with getting high. And you can say, well, and for most of our guys, that didn't happen on the way home. That happens after the grind of life starts happening. We have this is all, you know, scientific even, this kind of psychological state that I call, you're in dire straits. And here's the dire acronym. You're in this kind of state of discontent. You're irritable. You're restless. You're in your feels, emotional, dire, discontent, irritable, restless, emotional. And I'm in this kind of little funk, this irritable funk. And what happens is that in that, and whatever is causing that, it really doesn't even matter. But once I get in that funk, it begins to kind of grind on me. And the problem is that the worries and cares in the world, all that thing that kind of caused the funk, if you will, no matter what it is that caused it, sometimes it's even physical illness, you know, whatever it is that caused it, what happens is that my habituated patterns of solving that problem, I don't yet have the habit of going to God. I don't yet have the habit of responding properly. I don't yet have the habit of getting relief from God. I still am in the habit of going back to my old thing. And so what happens is all of a sudden this desire will wake up in my mind to go get relief from this dire situation I'm in.
So Bobby, one of the things we hear often, and it's one of them things that's just in the world we live in, is, relapse is just part of recovery. Break that down for me.
So the reason they say that is because 93% of the people relapse, right? So what they're basically saying is, guys, here's what they mean by it. Here's what the good-hearted people mean by it. What they mean is, don't let your relapse wipe you out and make you take your hope away, right? Get back up. Though a righteous man falls 6 times, yea, 7, the Lord holds him with his right hand, right? So get back up, get back on the path, right? So that's what they mean by it, is that if the stats are correct, You know, 93 out of 100 of you are going to relapse. Don't let it wipe you out. In other words, it's just a part of the process of learning how to walk with the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, learning how to walk in freedom. Here's the other side, though. Sometimes if you think relapse is a part of my recovery, it's almost like it gives you permission to relapse. And because like when you have that desire or when you feel like you're in those dire straits and you're in that funk, then all of a sudden you give yourself permission to use, right? And you're going to do that anyways, right? I mean, like you're looking for a reason to give yourself permission to use, you know? And so what happens is like, no, relapse is not a part of recovery. In other words, don't go out and use so you can recover better.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, but then, on the other hand, if you stumble, you know, don't let the light go of hope go out. Christ is still crucified. His Spirit still lives and will lead you and guide you, you know, into stability, into freedom.
Well, then here's one of the things I think that we deal with a lot is that a guy come to our program, stay the 15 weeks. He goes home and he says, I've got this figured out now. Yeah. I can have a drink and I can stop.
Yeah.
I can just have one drink.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're upside down. And we've seen them where they're in the ER, in intensive care. We've seen them where they're doing their funeral because they believed that lie. So, and that's part of the relapse. But, and then with our program, every program.
Well, it's part of the smoke and mirrors that come up in our head, you know, that we tell ourselves. But really, if you just ask a simple next question, which is, yeah, but why would you? You know what I mean? Because you actually know where this ends up.
Well, and then another one of the questions that we get asked, and we see, you know, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of families over the years now, but, well, that program just didn't do him no good, you know. Well, what's your percentage of people that makes it? And stuff. And to me, it's a pretty easy answer there for the ones that do the work.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to do the work, you know, and if a person goes home and relapse once and that wakes him up, he's got something going forward. But if a guy goes home and continues to relapse he's in trouble.
Yeah, he is in trouble because what he's doing is he's reinforcing. He's essentially telling himself over and over again that I can't do. You know, in other words, he's like building his own self-defeat system up, if you will. And I was thinking about like when you said doing the work. You know, I have a natural kind of pushback in my heart anytime I hear do work, you know, because like I know it's Christ that works. But listen to this verse, because this is what Tommy's talking about. I want you to hear this. This is in Philippians 2, verse 12. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Like, this isn't a game we're playing. Peter says it this way, be sober, be vigilant. You have an adversary who is trying to take you out. For the guy who wants to drink one beer, what in the world do you want to wake the dragon up for? You don't think the dragon can take you out? Like, you're a fool. No, he can take you out, will take you out. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Listen to the next verse. Because you know that it's God who is at work in you, both willing and working for his good pleasure. So it is, here's what that means. Let me put that in country to me, how this goes. Listen, God is at work keeping you sober. You work keeping you sober. Yeah, and what that means is that quit resisting the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit's leading you and guiding you in paths of righteousness for his namesake. The Holy Spirit, with every temptation, provides for you a way out so that you can bear underneath it. Quit working against the Holy Spirit. Quit saying no to the Holy Spirit. I shocked my group last night. I said, let me just tell you something. God is at work saving every marriage. When somebody comes, and your problem is, you're working against him or your marriage would be in harmony. Well, because God is at work. God is at work in his people. And if we're working together with him If we're co-laborers with the Lord, then what happens is we're going to be in harmony, not only in our addicted life, but in our married life, in our parenting life, in all of the things where our enemy is trying to put us in those dire straits, where we, not only for addicts, you guys all know I'm talking about your life too when I talked about that discontent, irritability, and, you know, restlessness and getting in your feelings. And then what you do next, I guarantee, you know, is going to be harmful. And so what happens is that I have to learn that when I'm in that state and when I'm being pressured, the Lord Jesus said it. Lord Jesus said, the worries and the cares of the world will choke the word out. You won't be able to hear it. And so then what does he say next? You won't be able to bear fruit. Why? Because when the worries and the cares of the world come, rather than turning to God, I turn to the worries and the cares. And then guess what? Like Peter, who was in the boat when he saw the storm and he turned to the worries and the cares of the storm, he sunk.
Well, and you know, we try to give them an exit plan. We do have a plan for people when they go home. We have a plan that I think if you will put these motions into action, it will help. We believe that you got to be a part of a local church, find your place in a church, continue to be in a support group, to be around like-minded people, to be in a support group. What do we say?
The word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're really teaching our guys, I think this group that we've got there, almost better than any group we've had, is really beginning to feel the effect of the Word, the Spirit, and the people, and especially the people part, where you feel like you don't need each other, you know what I mean? But all of a sudden, these guys are leaning into each other, and with the Word and the Spirit, and man, there's this sweetness of fellowship that's coming that's really healing these guys and helping these guys and strengthening these guys, and it's been a blessing for me to watch.
You know, I don't know the number. Are we at 170 guys now? Something like close.
You guys are failing your numbers game today.
My notebook.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Oh, you left your notebook.
I mean, technically, I think like 168 maybe.
84 is graduate.
Yep.
And Travis would be number 85. So we're close to 50%, even with five guys being dismissed or left this week. But out of that 50% that's left, I mean, the 50% that graduated, we've had 9% of them guys
die.
And with that, alcohol's killed the majority of them guys. So obviously.
Yeah, so alcohol's, don't think it's an OD. You don't think alcohol will take you out. It sure will.
You know, we've had at least three or four of them out of the nine die because of alcohol. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen is that guys that maybe is a little older, at home by themselves, the bottle becomes their best friend. Mm-hmm. They come and stay with the center guys for a little while, soak it in, do well there, and they go home to the bottle that's their best friend. And somewhere along the line, you got to change something. And it goes back to the people, places, and stuff.
Well, listen, I'll tell you one of the things. If you want to put yourself in that dire situation, loneliness.
Yeah.
I mean, loneliness is...
That's the bomb.
I'm telling you.
It's the ticking bomb.
I mean, it will wipe your heart completely out. And a lot of these guys drive home every day to blank walls. You know what I mean? And or sometimes the situation in their life, because of the trouble that they've had, has really made them lonely. You know, in other words, they have people, but they don't have access to them, which even kind of makes it worse. You know what I mean? And so this loneliness, and it's just like, oh, man, and they're suffering. And so, like, you know, their whole system is wired to relieve suffering by drinking, relieve suffering by using, relieve suffering by clicking on the porn site, relieve suffering by, you know, anything other than Christ. And they have to get used to relieve suffering by Christ. Come unto me if you're weary and if you're laden, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you, right? Learn of me.
Well, we close this show by reading the book of Jude, verse 24 and 5. Now to him who is able to keep me from stumbling
That's it.
So it's him. It ain't a program. It ain't your friends. It's not your plan.
It's him
who is able to keep me from stumbling.
That's right.
And stuff. Somewhere along the line, and for the ones that figures that out, it's 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, to keep from relapse.
Yeah, and you know, we have these sayings, you know, because we've been in the program a long time, it sometimes can feel legalistic to us, especially if it's misused. But like, it does work if you work it. And what that means is Christ is at work, right? But you are working out your salvation with fear and trembling, right? And it does work with the Word of God, Spirit of God, and the people of God.
Well, we give them a plan that's got five segments to it. Number one is find your place in the church.
Yeah.
Number two is find your support group. That's the reason Living Free is so important in our community. Celebrate recovery in some in communities, but you got to be part of some program. I mean, some sort of support group. I mean, if it's just meeting with a couple guys and being accountable, you've got to have a support group. And number three is to continue to work on the guy in the mirror. I've been doing this 27 years. And I continue to work on the guy in the mirror. And what does that look like? Scripture, continue to be in groups, continue to show up. I don't skip out. It's one of them things that I continue to have to work. And then number four was getting a job, getting a legit job, learning how to work in the right way. And number five is learning to be a giver, mm-hmm. becoming a giver so you can, I think once you becoming a giver, there's something that starts cultivating in your life and stuff that God blesses. So I'm thankful for that. If you're having trouble with continued relapse, or if you're in the middle of relapse right now, reach out to us. Go to our webpage, Car and Freedom Center, or reach out to Kirby. You want to give your phone number one more time, Kirby?
Yeah, 731-925-0702.
All right, I want to invite you tonight, Living Free. We're going to honor Travis Taylor. Travis has finished our program. He has come back to us for the second time, but he's finished up. He is with Ronnie Martin today, getting squared away into their transition home. And I think Ronnie's home is filled up, too.
Yep.
And stuff. And
Travis was the last bet.
I think it's over full.
Okay.
Yeah. So tonight at Living Free, 6 o'clock, we'll kick off with our group. We now have a group that's singing.
Yeah.
They'll kick off with a couple songs. We'll do our KFC ministry. We will honor Travis and let him say a word or two if he wants to. But then Kirby will share with him, and we'll close it out. Dinner Bell is feeding us tonight. Big shout out to them. We start at 6 o'clock. We have a meal every Thursday night. Come to the meeting, enjoy a meal. We'll sit around and have dinner together, and that's a great way to get to know us. Guys, we always close out with the book of Jude, and Bobby's got his. Have you got it, Kirk? All right, Bobby's got it, so we're going to invite Bobby to carry us out.
Alrighty, listen to what the Lord says. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.